Well, hello again. I'm Zach. This is Red Rock Mysteries.
I'm Ashley.
And this is my little brother, Bryce.
Hey.
By 57 seconds. But it counts.
Our dad.
He died. We've got a stepfather now. He's really nice.
Sam's not a Christian.
But that's okay. We're praying for him. Mom brought us to Colorado from Illinois. Now we're moving to a new city, Red Rock.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hey, Bryce. It's Jeff.
Hey, buddy.
I was thinking about taking a bike ride. Want to go?
Sure. Where?
Up to the old graveyard. It's the one by the haunted house at the top of the hill.
Oh, you mean the haunted house next to Alex the accident-prone axe attacker and Chucky the chainsaw chipmunk?
Come on, Bryce. It's not really that scary. People just say it's haunted.
Yeah, people just say that for a reason.
Bryce, we've got to get in shape. Hey, you know what? Ashley can come with us. We can do like a picnic or something.
Well, I don't think she'll want to. Haley's here with her.
They can both come.
I'll get back to you on that.
Let me know.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Who was that?
Jeff. He wants to go on a bike ride up to the old graveyard.
Really? Haley, you want to go?
Sure.
Wait, Ashley, I didn't say you were invited. Although you were.
Cool. Jeff and Bryce are getting in shape for the Bike for the Cure ride next week.
What's that?
It's like this 200-mile bike trip from Vail to Colorado Springs. People are donating money for cancer research based on how many miles they go.
Is Jeff, you know, okay to ride?
Oh, we're on a tandem bike. You know, one of those bikes built for two. So we'll be riding together.
How is he doing?
Well, he sounds okay today.
Good. Let's go. Come on, Haley.
Did I mention a graveyard?
Wow, you did not tell me this bike ride was uphill. And in the heat.
All part of the fun. We're halfway finished.
I think I'm halfway finished.
It gets flatter up ahead, where the boys are.
Okay. So, about this haunted house.
It's not haunted.
How do you know? Don't you believe in ghosts?
You mean dead people coming back?
Yeah, you know, like...
Ooh.
No.
Well, I saw this TV show where they said there was an actual ghost in a barn.
Could be a cow ghost. You know, like... Moo.
No, I'm serious.
No such thing as ghosts. Or cow ghosts. When you die, that's it. You don't come back and hang around.
Then what did I see on the show?
I don't know. Special effects, I guess. All I know is the Bible never says anything about people who die and come back to haunt us. Sometimes the devil shows up in weird ways. But if you know Jesus, that's nothing to be afraid of.
That's a great commercial for Jesus.
Yep. There's a verse that says his perfect love casts out fear. So you don't have anything to be afraid of.
We're stopping.
You okay, buddy?
Just need a break.
No problem. We'll stop here. So, Jeff?
Yeah?
You know, we can just do the race next year. Or we could even...
No!
Sorry?
We will ride this year.
Okay.
We're getting back on the bike.
Wait, but I thought you said that
I'm done with this break. We're going to the top.
Okay. Hey, how's it going back there?
All right.
Awful!
Great.
What?
Hey, I'm really concerned for Jeff.
What about me?
Well, this isn't anything like the Santa Fe Trail they've been riding on. That one is flat. This is more like the mountains they'll be riding next week.
Looks like they're stopping again.
This is it. The graveyard is right behind these trees. Come on!
Did I ever mention that I don't like cemeteries? At all.
Might as well get used to it. Death is a part of life.
Can we not talk about this?
Why not?
Just, it bothers me.
Okay.
Hey, guys!
You made it!
I'm still deciding whether I made it or not.
My dad and I come up here all the time in his Jeep. It's easier that way. So, Ashley, turn around.
Why?
Just do it.
Okay. Wow, look at the mountains, and the valley, and the lake, and wow.
I didn't even look behind me the whole time we were biking. It's so pretty.
Like a postcard from God.
Except it's a postcard we get to live in. Come on, more cool stuff up ahead. It's right around this bend.
Wow. Is that the house?
Mm-hmm. More like a mansion. At least it used to be.
It just looks scary.
Hold on. Inspiration.
What?
Just taking notes with my recorder.
What for?
I'll explain later. June 24, 2:15 p.m. I am witness to the soul of a forgotten mansion. The once proud porch sags like a broken dream. The windows are dark eyes, no hope, no life. Drooping shutters hang like sagging eyebrows.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks, but that eyebrow part doesn't work. Eyebrows are on top of your eyes, not beside them.
Still, wow. You write like my mom.
Thanks. I'm sure she has better eyebrows.
So, what's the story of this place?
This is the home of old John Bascom. He was a prospector. There are rumors he stashed his gold somewhere on this property, and it's still here.
Really?
Come on, I'll show you his grave.
No thanks.
This way! So, this is where old John Bascom was buried.
Creepy. Look at this tombstone. Francis Brown, October 21st, 1876. He was killed.
Well.
Francis Brown was shot in a local saloon by a guy named Daniel Davidson. It was a business deal gone bad. Each accused the other of stealing cattle.
Wow, you know your history.
It's yours too, now that you live in Red Rock. I love this place. I asked my dad if they let me be buried up here.
Can you stop talking like that?
No, really. I'd love to be planted up here, looking out over Pike's Peak. Hey, come on.
Where are we going?
You'll see. Follow me up the tree. Just put your feet on the boards like this.
Oh, okay. Oh, a treehouse. Cool.
My dad and I built it.
Oh, whoa, just look at this place.
Well, the view is amazing. Like, on top of the world amazing.
That's your house. Way down there.
Oh, our Red Rocks.
Pike's Peak, the Air Force Academy Chapel. You can see everything up here.
Hey, is this your radio?
Yep. Dad and I listen to Rockies games up here.
Cool.
Inspiration time.
So, what's up with your recorder?
The Gazette wanted me to do a blog once a week about what it's like for a kid to face cancer. They call it Jeff's Diary. So I just take notes with this thing when I get inspired. I write it down later.
Cool.
Wait, did you guys see that?
See what?
I think I saw somebody in the mansion, the upstairs window on the right.
Cool, let's check it out.
That doesn't sound real smart.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
You can go with them, Bryce.
Yeah, this is sounding more unsmarter all the time.
Ugh, I think I'm suffering from grammar abuse. Seriously, I think I need to take a little rest, if you don't mind. Maybe work on my blog?
Well, that's awfully convenient.
Guard those women with your life, Bryce. On my behalf.
Right. Be careful.
I hope it's not too dusty in here.
Why?
I'm allergic. Way allergic.
Oh, watch out! There's a hole in the floor. You know, maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Oh, please. This must be the living room. In here.
Feels more like a dead room.
Oh, check out the old piano.
Check out all the old dust.
Uh-oh.
There's definitely someone upstairs.
Well, here's the stairway.
Come on, let's go up.
All right.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Hello? Almost to the top. Here we go.
I think that door at the end of the hall is where we need to go.
I seem to remember saying this isn't a good idea.
Come on. Okay, Bryce. You open the door.
What? Why me?
You're here to protect us.
Right. Okay. On the count of three, I'll open the door. One, two, three!
Ah!
Hi, guys!
Jeff!
What in the world?
Jeff! I can't believe you did that!
How did you...
Secret entrance. My dad and I have been through this house lots of times. See that little door in the corner?
Uh-huh.
Leads to a stairway that goes to a door outside.
Yeah, you got us good.
Huh.
What?
Look at this. It's a King Soopers grocery bag.
So?
Well, they just changed their bags to bright yellow 2 weeks ago. See? Celebrate summer.
It's a new bag.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's been here recently.
Choo!
Bless you.
Let's get out of here. Hey, Jeff. Just had an idea.
Shoot.
What if, during the ride, we took our ATVs and followed behind all the bikes? You know, help out whoever needs it.
Bryce, I'm not riding an ATV behind anybody. I'm gonna be in that race, not behind it.
Okay, but maybe we...
Look, this has been my dream ever since the doctor told me I was sick. I could have gone to Disney World, or the White House, or 100 other places kids like to go. But I chose this, okay?
Got it.
This ride is all I've dreamed about for months. I can see the finish line. But look, if you don't want to go...
Hey, if you're that determined to go, I'm going with you. All the way.
Even if I have to drag you along the last few miles?
You got it.
Come on, let's do this.
So, what do you think will happen to Jeff?
One day at a time. That's what Bryce says. The doctors don't really know.
I feel sorry for him. And for his parents. My aunt's going through the same kind of thing.
Your aunt?
My cousin disappeared a couple weeks ago. He called into work. He told them he'd be there in a half hour, but he never showed up.
Wait, I heard about this. That was your cousin?
Yeah, he has this little dog named Jenny. She goes with him everywhere, but he left Jenny locked up. She's been whimpering for him ever since. Yeah, it's sad.
So, what kind of car does he have?
A yellow Jeep Cherokee. He loves it as much as he loves Jenny. Somebody slammed into him last week, like they were gonna run him off the road. They bashed in his door. But he wasn't upset that he was almost killed. He was upset that they messed up his car.
Do the police have any leads?
They don't have a clue.
Huh. Well, maybe we can find them one.
And there we go. Mm-hmm. Bike looks like new.
Jeff.
Hey, Mom. You should have seen us today. We're gonna set a record.
I'm happy for you. Hey, you're a little over time on your meds. You wanna take care of that?
Sure. Be right back, Bryce.
Okay.
Bryce?
Yeah?
There's something I wanted you to know.
Okay.
We started a trophy room for Jeff. A place where he can keep all his signed baseballs and autographs. All the things people are sending to him.
Well, that's great.
Well, some of the most expensive items are missing.
Missing?
Yeah. We've told Jeff we're having the carpet cleaned, which we are. And we locked the door so he wouldn't see.
Who would take that stuff?
I'm hoping you can help us find out.
I'll do everything I can.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is some kind of list, Bryce. A football signed by John Elway, framed letters from Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise, a Barry Bonds home run ball, a hockey puck from the Colorado Avalanche, and a signed basketball from the Denver Nuggets.
All missing.
So who's been coming to the house?
Well, there's a volunteer nurse that comes in twice a week. People from church bring in food. There's a woman who does the housework. People like that. And Jeff's friends.
Mm.
Denise is one of the people who brings food.
Oh. Are we talking the same Denise who pushed me in gym class and just about broke my arm?
That Denise.
Hmm.
Oh, and I just remembered. Boo Heckler got out of juvenile detention 2 weeks ago.
He's always on the bad list.
Yeah. So, while we're on the ride, I'll try and get some information from Jeff, without tipping him off.
Okay.
And you can follow up on anything I learn.
Meanwhile, I'll try to help Haley find her missing cousin.
Wow. Two cases at once. Think you can handle it?
Hey, you know me. I love a challenge.
So, Aunt Aunt Martha, this is my friend Ashley I told you about.
Hi.
Ashley, I'm Martha Roberts.
It's really nice to meet you.
Have a seat.
Thanks.
Ashley wants to help us find Gunnar.
Oh.
I know this has been hard for you.
He never showed up for work. It's not like him. Something's wrong. Very wrong.
Did he act strange before he disappeared? Like, nervous or upset?
Not that I remember. He said he might look for a job that paid more, but he just wouldn't run off like that.
What about his friends?
He still has friends from high school. Darren, that Baldwin boy. They would go to ball games together, but...
Yes?
Come to think of it, Gunnar seemed, I don't know, preoccupied the last couple of days. Like there was something going on he didn't want me to know about. And when he left Jenny like that, I just hope he's okay.
Where is his room?
He has an apartment over the garage.
Do you mind if we take a look? Oh no, it's been ransacked!
Oh no, this is how his place usually looks.
Oh wow.
Yep. Clothes everywhere, ratty couch, dog hair, dishes in the sink, trash overflowing, and...
Choo!
Dust. God bless you.
Thank you. Welcome to Bachelor Heaven.
All right. It's time to talk to Darren Baldwin.
Choo!
Bless you again.
So, Jeff, have you figured out the surprise yet?
Nope. Bryce?
I'm as stumped as you are. But isn't this the way to the hangar?
Wait, you're taking us up in your plane?
So, I figured it might be fun for you to see the route for your bike trip from the sky. Oh, right below us is Vale. The bike trail is somewhere along the stream there.
Well, I see it. There it is.
Hold on. That's Buena Vista, off to your right. That's the campground where you'll stop.
Oh, cool.
I admire you guys for even attempting this. How much money have you raised so far?
$25,000.
Wow. Put me down for a dollar a mile, okay?
Sure, thanks.
Hold on now, we're gonna buzz some buffalo.
Yeah!
Well, that's Wilkerson Pass.
Oh, one of my favorite spots in the whole state.
Me too.
It's like the valley touches forever.
So, you'll head right over the pass, down into Woodland Park, through Garden of the Gods. And you can almost see it now, right over that way is the finish line, at the Olympic Training Center downtown.
I can't wait. My name is Jeff Alexander, and I'm like any 13-year-old kid, except I have cancer. This weekend is the biggest of my life. I'm riding 200 miles on a tandem bike with my friend Bryce. It's called Bike for the Cure. For every mile we ride, we raise money for cancer research. I just saw the whole bike ride from the sky when Bryce's dad took us up in his plane. It got me thinking about what God sees. He sees the beginning and the end of our lives, all the ups and downs, all the twists and turns. Our job is to really live the life He's given us, to the full. To make every day count for something. To ride those good downhill stretches and enjoy the wind in your hair. To take the tough uphill climbs and let them make you stronger. To take the wrong turns and the bad falls and learn from them so you can ride better next time. By the time you read this, we'll be biking through the beauty that is Colorado. And I'll be smiling the whole way. So, when you see a lot of bikes this week and people wearing purple shirts, that's us. Slow down, wave. We're just people who want to really live life to the full.
So, you're Darren Baldwin?
Yeah, what's up?
You're a friend of Gunnar Roberts, right? I'm best friends with Haley, his cousin.
Look, I don't have no idea where that guy is if that's what you're asking me. We went to a Rockies game, that's the last I saw him. It's like he disappeared right off the face of the earth.
Well, does he have a girlfriend or anything?
Yeah, Taryn Coker. She just broke up with him. Man, was she ticked.
Ticked enough to hurt him?
Huh. I never thought of that.
Was he upset enough to do something to himself?
No, not Gunnar. The guy's squirrely, all right. but he wouldn't do nothing like that.
All right, anything else?
Wow, are you like a junior detective or something?
I get that a lot.
Well, he told me he hated his job. He needed the money for car payments. He always talked about winning the lottery. Hey, look, I gotta go. The boss is looking at me funny.
Okay, I understand. Thanks, Darren.
Wow, that was our fastest time yet.
Yeah, but the Santa Fe Trail has a slight decline going this way. And now we've got to go the other way.
Oh. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Hey, Jeff. Bryce?
Dad, I'm all right. Really.
I know. Just wanted to get these to you. New helmets. With microphone headsets built in. So you don't have to yell at each other during the bike ride.
Really? Cool. Thanks, Mr. Alexander.
You're welcome.
Wow. Lots of stuff for going this way.
Yeah. Hey, I admire your determination.
You're the man. The way you attack everything. Basketball, biking, and probably rock climbing.
Probably not. I'm scared of heights.
Really? We need to get you over that.
What does that mean?
I'll figure out something. Hey.
What?
Ran across a verse this morning in Proverbs, and I thought about you.
What? The verse about the idiot?
No. This one. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. Huh.
I love coming to this lake.
Me too. Hey, Mr. Duck. Looks like you've had way too many breadcrumbs.
Can I have some more, please?
Dylan, are you feeding the ducks or feeding yourself? Oh, brother. Literally.
So, you said you talked to Taryn, the girlfriend?
Yeah. Said they broke up a month ago. She was tired of being strung along, and he wasn't ready to move out of his mom's place.
Sounds like Gunnar. Love the guy, but he's not really the settle down type, you know?
Yeah. So, he left without his dog, didn't tell his mother anything, told his boss he'd be right there, then never shows up. All that worries me. Like, really worries me.
Anything else from Taryn?
She says she talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he acted weird.
Weird, like...
Like he was scared. Said he'd call her back, but he never did. What do you think he could be scared of?
I don't know, but I've got a bad feeling. I wonder...
Yeah?
Ashley, I wonder if I'm ever gonna see him again.
If he has Jesus in his heart, that's what really counts.
Ashley, you're my friend and all, but it kind of irks me how you turn everything to Jesus and God and the Bible, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's like we're in a Christian video game and you get a point for every time you hit me. Until one day I fall for Jesus and you win. Yay.
I'm sorry. I sure don't want you to feel that way.
Just, could you lay off a little?
Haley, I just... Wait, where's Dylan?
Ashley!
Dylan!
Help!
Yowza, what happened to Dylan? We'll have to find out next time. Meanwhile, Jeff said, our job is to really live the life God has given to us to the full. Now here's a challenge for you guys. What Bible verse is that from? Today's episode, Grave Shadows Part 1, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Bastide and production assistance by Dylan Cryenbrink. Music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. Come back next time for more Red Rock Mysteries.